Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Rena Lara.
What?
Rena Lara.
Rena Lara. Rena, it's two words.
Two words. Rena Lara.
Oh, that would be extremely weird.
It would be. It would be. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. Just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. Whatever your role in your business is, get in touch with Pip Printing and Signs. Your business is already spending money on printing. Why not spend money with the best? Put these guys to work for you. Go to their website to see what I'm talking about. PipRidgeland.com to get an idea of all of the materials and the graphics and the signage they can put together for you and your business. And don't forget, if you are a Mississippi State fan, you tell Cam that you heard about us on Thunder and Lightning, and you go from there, you're going to be given 10% right back to the Bulldog Initiative without spending an extra dime of your own money. It's really easy to do, and it's something your business will definitely benefit from. Give Pip Printing and Signs a call today at 601-499-5216. That is Cam Baker's cell phone number. He is the president and owner of the company, and he's telling you to call him directly. That tells you exactly what kind of emphasis he puts onto service. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for, and you are looking for it. I spoke to the Rotary Club here in Starkville. I was pleased to see a number of state script and interlocking shirts in that crowd. That's an older crowd, too. But they know that it's new time at Mississippi State, and they've gotten on board with it as well, as should you. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best place in town to eat is at Restaurant Tyler. This coming Sunday, next Sunday, and certainly the Sunday after the football game, the Sunday brunch at Restaurant Tyler is going to be a hot ticket. So get in line, grab a table for the best Sunday brunch, not only in the city of Starkville, but in the Golden Triangle, maybe the state of Mississippi, maybe the country. We're willing to go that far with our love of Restaurant Tyler. Best meal in town for lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch. It's at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations nearby to serve you. If you live in central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One branch. It's just this simple, guys. You want to work with a bank that does two things, that gives you a lot of options for how to invest and how to manage your money, but also a bank that provides personal service and neighborly service to you. Well, Priority One Bank checks both of those boxes, and they have been doing that for a long, long time. They're going to continue to do it for a long, long time. So if you're looking to find a bank that suits all of your needs under one door, you need to check out Priority One Bank. The website is PriorityOneBank.com. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. The Rotary Club here in Starkville is big.
Yeah,
I was told it's the biggest one in the state.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So.
Yeah, I've been there quite a few times. It's a big group.
Yeah. So I want to thank Dr. Roy Ruby, who invited me to speak to that group today.
And who's who?
Oh,
among Stark villains in there.
Oh yeah, yeah. So something I talked about today, and since we're previewing Ole Miss later in the show, I thought it would be apropos to discuss this. Is that when I think this year about Mississippi State and the fans and college football? I've always said Mississippi State fans a lot of times live in a maroon and white bubble. And that's why when State goes through a coaching search, you see a lot of fans on message boards bring up people who have coached at Mississippi State or who have coached against Mississippi State. You know, that's why you go back. Not a lot of MSU fans knew who Dan Mullen was when he was hired. Not a lot knew who Joel Moorhead was when he was hired. They knew Leach because how could you not, right? Mm-hmm. With Lebby, kind of the same thing. And so I've always said I wish State fans would have a wider expanse of knowledge on the topic of college football. But now I'm telling you the opposite. I'm telling you that as a Mississippi State fan, the best thing you can do for yourself to enjoy this college football season is to live in the maroon and white bubble. To worry about Mississippi State, to not, you know, put yourself in the position where you're thinking and talking about other teams. Just for this season, you need to be focused on the Bulldogs. That doesn't mean, I'm not sitting here trying to tell you that because I think State's going to be awful. Great hat, by the way. Where did you get that?
MSU golf course.
That's fantastic. Probably wearing a maroon rope hat with the interlocking MSU in white. Fantastic.
Yeah. That's a good hat.
That's a good hat.
Yeah. Some great hats there, which, you know, we love Maroon & Company more than anybody. But there's a few other places, too, but we're going to shout out Maroon & Company.
Yeah.
But, yeah, golf course, too, if you're a golfer especially.
So, what I'm telling you is this. Mississippi State's going to be better this season than they were a year ago, right? Something I think we haven't said enough is that this team went 5-7 a year ago with a non-coach on the sidelines for 10 out of the 12 games.
With one of the worst offenses in the last 15,
and they still found a way to win five games.
Yeah.
You've got a much, much improved coaching staff this time around. You've got a program that feels optimism, is buying into what their head coach is selling them. That doesn't mean it's not going to be a struggle this year at times. It is. This team is just not the most talented team Mississippi State's ever put on the field.
And the schedule is just too
And the schedule is brutal. So I'm just telling you that my thought process is this. Worry about Mississippi State in 2024. Worry about the Bulldogs. You want to worry about Ole Miss? They play them at the end of the year. Talk about them then. You're worried about Alabama? State doesn't even play Alabama this year. So whatever Alabama does is inconsequential to Mississippi State. Same with Auburn. Same with LSU. And I know those are the schools that, you know, most fans are going to come in contact with. I think Mississippi State fans this year need to focus on their team, that team, watching it improve, watching it get better week to week. And then by the end of the season, we're going to feel good about where the program is going into 2025.
Well, that's great advice, Brian.
But you're going to Portnoy.
I don't think anybody's going to take that advice. Or they might in their mind say, yeah, that's great. We're going to do that. After week one, that's probably going to change. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, everybody's going to be looking at what Ole Miss is doing, and I can already tell you what's going to happen. The first sign of distress for Mississippi State, people are going to be clamoring, not everybody, but there will be people clamoring on the internet to go hire another coach. Mm-hmm. And Jeff Lebby's not the guy. This isn't going to work.
Yeah, people
like that.
On message boards are already saying if they get blown out in the Egg Bowl this year, you don't have the right guy.
Oh,
I mean, you cannot think like that.
You can't think like that. Now, if they come out and go 3-9, and we were talking about that today with some people. I had breakfast with some folks today, Mississippi State folks, and we were talking about that today, just kind of, you know, predicting, guessing what's going to happen. And, you know, 3-9, that's going to be worrisome. If he only wins three games this year, that's not good news.
Agreed.
But other than that, I mean, if this is a 5-win team this year, I'm looking at how close are they in ball games against Tennessee, Ole Miss, maybe even Texas and Georgia. How close are they in those games? Are we seeing noticeable improvement for the team? Are we seeing some exciting things? Are they in the game with guys on the recruiting trail going into the offseason? That's what I want to see. If you're judging it by Ole Miss made the playoffs and Mississippi State went 5-7. Just that, I don't think you're doing this correctly. Mm-hmm. And Mississippi State is not going to get back on track and get to where you want to be by continuously making coaching changes.
Right.
They can't fire Jeff Lebby at the 1 year.
State needs continuity more this year than they have had in a long, long time.
And I don't think, you know, I think in a lot of ways that we'll know if Jeff Lebby's going to be a guy that can have sustained success here. I think we will know a lot of that, but in other ways, I don't think this year is going to tell the story of Jeff Lebby at Mississippi State. I think it's just the beginning, and it's just like Dan Mullen. I mean, we've talked about that so much, but it is. This is almost a mirror image of Mississippi State from 2008 to 2023. Mississippi State had a bad season. Things were kind of in the dumps. They had bad offense. They brought in an exciting, young, energetic coach to try to change that. Hopefully, Mississippi State follows that path here with Jeff Lebby. And the good news for State, too, is what we say that there's a lot of comparisons to 08. You've had a lot more success in the last 10 years than you did in the previous 5 to 6 years or whatever it was, maybe 8 years, with the end of Jackie Sherrill and Sylvester Croom. So Jeff Lebby is not having to completely rebuild Mississippi State's program. He just has to kind of get the train back on the tracks here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that I think you're exactly right. This can't be a season where State fans are constantly looking at what Ole Miss is doing and some of the other teams in the SEC and saying, you know, why can't we have that? Mm-hmm. I think that Mississippi State can have that, but it's not going to happen overnight for them. Even in the transfer portal era, even in the NIL era, Mississippi State's not going to be able this season to be a playoff contending football team.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. And it might not happen next year. I don't know. It depends probably on what they get out of the transfer portal. But this team is not built right away to compete on that kind of level. So if you're looking at it as, you know, whether or not this team can get inside the top 25 or inside the top 12 or whatever, I think you're looking at it all wrong this year.
Mississippi State fans have got to sort of commit to the process a little bit to steal from Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, Saban's first year at Alabama, and I want to make this one real clear. I'm not saying.
You know, you remember Joe Moorhead compared himself to Nick Saban that time?
Yeah. I'm not doing that. But I'm just saying.
Let's not do that.
Year one at Alabama for Nick Saban, they went 7-6. They were not a good football team.
That still makes me mad, by the way, that Joe Moorhead rant where it was on Dog Talk or something.
Yeah.
And he was with Neil or whoever it was.
Yeah.
And he started talking about, you know, it's year one. You know, Nick Saban in year one was 6-7 or whatever he was. I'm like, Joe, you inherited one of Mississippi State's best teams
totally
of the century, since 2000, of the millennium.
Yeah.
This is one of the best teams Mississippi State has had outside of maybe 2014 in a long, long time. You didn't inherit, who was the coach? Shula.
Yeah.
You didn't inherit Mike Shula's Alabama football team.
Yeah.
You inherited a team that had 3 first-round draft picks on it.
Yeah.
In an offense that was ready-made, if you could just do what Dan Mullen was doing on offense, that offense was ready-made to be top half of the league. So that still makes me mad to this day that he would do that. And that was kind of the beginning of the end. Like, when coaches start making excuses and talking about they don't have the players or they don't have their guys in place or whatever, that just tells me you're not a good enough coach to work with what you got, unless you really don't have the players.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you.
One of the best defenses in Mississippi State history.
Yeah. But I say that to say that Nick Saban did, in fact, go 7-6 his first year.
He did.
And so there is a process to things. And I just would say that, you know, I think people I think State fans, by and large, they're just riled up, right now, because for a number of reasons. State has missed the big year in the cycle the last 2 times it's come up. Your rival has, not only are they about to have a big year, but this is going to be, in all likelihood, their third 10-win season in the last 4 years. So they found a way to kind of break out of the cycle, whereas you have not. And you just have a sense that it's just not, you know, that the program has just fallen on hard times. And
hard times, Daddy.
If you will. But what I would say to that, Daddy, is this.
What?
Mississippi State went through an unprecedented thing 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No program ever had its coach die in the middle of his tenure like that. Never.
I mean, just terrible circumstances. I mean, beyond the fact that, you know, Mike Leach tragically lost his life, which is the biggest thing to take away from that.
Yeah.
Mississippi State's the...
Glad you said that.
Yeah, I don't want to...
Yeah, be careful there.
I don't want to just say, dang it, you know, Mike Leach. But, you know, I just, it's just terrible luck.
Yeah.
I mean, that this happened. I mean, let's just talk about it real. I mean, Mississippi State was set to, and we're having an argument on the board right now about, you know, whether or not that team could have won nine games. I don't know if they would have won nine, but I think eight was certainly attainable with last year's team.
I think they would have been a nine-win team.
I think they could have easily won eight games. They could have easily won eight games in the regular season and done the same thing that they did in 2022. And
the thing that hurt the most with that from a football standpoint is that Mike Leach builds a team for his the way he does things,
yep.
And nobody else does things the way he does.
Yep.
So you had a team that, even if State had hired an air raid guy, a more conventional, modern air raid guy, there still might have been some transitional issues because that team was built for Mike Leach to coach.
The only guy that they probably could have hired that would be, I mean, outside of just promoting somebody when then, the only guy they could have probably hired is the Samford coach.
Yeah, Chris Hatcher.
Yeah, that is a more
traditional
air raid offense. But that could have just kind of kept the thing rolling. But you would have eventually had to have made the move.
You had to start transitioning at some point. Yeah.
But if you're looking at it as just like, you know, just last year, getting through last season, you know, that's probably the direction you needed to go.
But people have already forgotten that 2 years ago, State won nine games.
Yes.
They were finishing the top 20. They beat Ole Miss in Oxford. And they were set to have a big season, and then the coach passes away. And I feel like people have just automatically anointed Ole Miss to this, you know, well, they're leaving this team behind. And this is what goes back to something I said today at the Rotary Club, is that I have heard Ole Miss is going to leave y'all behind at least five times in my lifetime. Yep. And it never comes true. And, you know, Mullen's first year, Ole Miss was preseason top 10. They were on the cover of Sports Illustrated when that meant something.
Got inside the top five.
They were super high ranked, and then they fell apart. And I don't even know that this Ole Miss team is going to fall apart. They could have the season they're projected to have and go to the playoff and make a good run. But it's irrelevant.
But it's been here before.
It's just irrelevant to Mississippi State this year. Mississippi State plays Ole Miss at the end of the year, and they would love to win that game. But if they don't, I mean, as we sit here today, they're probably a 22 to 28 point underdog in that game. And I don't know that they're going to lose by that much. They probably won't. But it's irrelevant. What's relevant is Mississippi State having a season where they improve, where they get better, and where they show you that in the future, Jeff Levy is going to be able to win football games this year.
That 09 Ole Miss team went to the Cotton Bowl, I believe.
They did.
And State didn't even go to a bowl game.
Right.
But I remember by the end of the year thinking, you know, just what Dan Mullen said, it does look like Mississippi State is on the rise here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ole Miss had, you know, Jevin Snead, I think, was moving out, and they were losing some players at that point.
Well, they were like the first ones to dip their pools in the transfers. That's when they got Masoli the next year.
Right. Well, so, and Jevin Snead was a transfer.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Back when you had to sit out.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen from this. I mean, I feel like Ole Miss is probably – I don't look at this like a lot of people, like this is the end of the road for them. They better do it this year. They'll never do it. But I do think that this is a really pivotal year for their program. If they don't do it this year, what does that do for the psyche of the people in the fan base that are giving a lot of money? What does that do for Lane Kiffin?
Well,
if you go 9-3, what does that do for Lane Kiffin when he's starting to think about it and say, you know, I can win 10 games here, but can I win a national championship here? I don't know.
Let's expound off of that and go into our SEC prediction with Ole Miss. Let's do that. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, make it beef. If you're not cooking out, you want to go grab something to eat, make it beef. Whoever's doing the grilling, nothing beats the sizzle of beef. So put a steak on the grill, either at your house or at your favorite restaurant this weekend. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. And, buddy, you are looking for it. This football season, I know that you're going to be at Two Brothers more often than not. enjoy a fantastic meal there. Also, the Older Brother. That is Starkville's newest restaurant. It is Starkville's one of the best restaurants already here in the city of Starkville. The only place in town to enjoy a fancy sandwich. So go do that. Head over to the Older Brother this week, next week, this season, any season. It's always a great meal at the Older Brother and at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 50 years. It's almost September. 50 years. We're saying it, Robbie. Ready? 50.
50.
50. And that's what I'm talking about. 50 years of being the best in this state for business technology. If you need a new copier, a new printer, new computers, you give them a call, and then if something goes wrong, you need to get it fixed, you just call the exact same number you talked to before. That's the difference between being a neighbor and being a number. Give them a call today and find out the difference that Advantage Business Systems being in Mississippi is going to make for you. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you're at the games this fall, you need to be at Maroon & Co. That's right. Maroon & Co. has an incredible selection of Mississippi State gear, stuff you cannot find anywhere else. They've got all the logos that you want, the state script, the interlocking, the M over S, stuff for the car, your tailgate, your house, whatever it is. It's all right there for you at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off on any regular priced item. Some exclusions do apply. That's available online or in-store, THUNDER15. Before you go to Davis Wade Stadium, you need to go to Maroon & Co. All right, let's just jump right in. The Ole Miss Rebels, Robbie, going to be a good football team this year. But the only way that I see them not being that is through injury. When you look at their schedule, it's not, I'm not saying their schedule is soft, but it's definitely not the hardest in the SEC.
No.
They have a chance to be really, really good and to build some momentum going into their big games. They should be a good team. Let's just jump right in. They play Furman Week 1. That's a top 10 matchup. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
It is.
Yes.
In the FCS?
Yes. Ole Miss is top 10 in the FBS, and Furman is top 10 in the FCS. Should be a close one, but I'll take Ole Miss to win that one. Then they host Middle Tennessee State. That should be another win for the Rebs. They're at Wake Forest in the second game of the year where Zach Selman will have a personal interest in Ole Miss losing. A few years ago, this would have been a game where I would might circle it and been like, okay, that's tricky for Ole Miss to have to go to Wake Forest. Not so much anymore. I think that's a relatively easy win for them. Don't forget that game is on the CW, which means it comes on right after One Tree Hill. So catch an episode of One Tree Hill and then watch Ole Miss at Wake Forest this fall on the CW.
Yes. Supernatural in Smallville as well.
There you go. Those are after. Stay tuned after the game. As this week,
they might even interrupt it.
Yeah, Clark Kent with More Trouble on the Farm. It's a new Smallville, only on the CW.
Erica Durant. What was her name? Erica Durant.
I never watched Smallville, so I don't know what we're doing here.
She was one of those. It was one of those for me, Brian.
Erica Durant.
Was she
Lois Lane?
She was Lois Lane. And then Lana Lang.
Who played Lana Lang? Kristen Crook.
I'll
look her up.
You'll enjoy her as well. And then
I'll enjoy her.
Yeah. And then Chloe Allison Mack, who turned out to be a cult member who's now in prison.
Yeah.
In real life.
So she was Lana Lang. Okay.
Yeah.
It was Lana Lang and Lois Lane. Like double L's. What the hell?
Yep.
All right. Georgia Southern Week 4, so the Rebels should be 4-0. Their fifth game is at home against Kentucky. That's already set for an 11 a.m. kick. It's a 2:30 kick. State's the 11 a.m. game that day against Florida. No, that's the Texas game. Never mind. Am I right? I was right the first time. It is an 11 a.m. kick in Oxford. Last time Kentucky was there, we all remember that, had them on the ropes. Threw a touchdown to take the lead with less than a minute to go, but a penalty killed them, and they end up losing that game. I'm going to say this for this game. I think Ole Miss will win, but Kentucky will punch them in the mouth. They certainly will not be intimidated by them. So it'll be interesting to see how Ole Miss responds to that.
But, you know, I don't know. If they couldn't win that one a couple years ago, I just don't think.
Yeah.
I'm still going with Ole Miss there, but it's a game to watch.
All right. This is the game that everybody's kind of like got an eye on. It's at South Carolina. And the reason is because of that game 15 years ago where Ole Miss was a top five team, went to South Carolina on a Thursday night, as I recall, and dropped the game there. That South Carolina team was pretty good. This South Carolina team is not as much. It's still a tricky game, especially if it's going to end up being a night game. That's a tough environment, but I like the Rebels here.
Yeah. So. But that's another one that's kind of like on my radar, but I'm going with Ole Miss, but yeah. I just don't.
So they're 6-0. They're already bowl, yep. They're already bowl eligible. Great job. Then they go to LSU. LSU should be a huge crowd. We already know that it's a night game. LSU is going to be looking forward to this after what happened to them last year in Oxford. I just don't think LSU has the horses defensively to slow Ole Miss down. So I've got the Rebels.
I think they do have the horses.
Okay.
And I don't understand why people are dismissing this game. There's a guy came out today that said that he thinks it's crazy that Ole Miss would be picked to – that somebody would pick Ole Miss to lose this game. And Ole Miss has not beaten LSU on the road since 2008, I think. I might be wrong.
I'm going to look that up. You go ahead, though.
So, I mean, just to think that Ole Miss is just going to waltz into Tiger Stadium and no problems whatsoever.
You don't just walk into Tiger Stadium.
You really don't, though. And I don't get just – automatically chalking this up as a win. So, I mean, I don't know if I'm ready to pull the trigger on this being a win, a loss for them, but I think they're going to lose this game.
You got Ole Miss losing this one?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got them 6-1, I've got them 7-0. They finally get a bye. They play the first 7 weeks of the year. That's not easy. Then they get to host Oklahoma. So in your scenario, Robbie, you talk about this is the must-win game of the season. They cannot lose this game with Georgia looming and remain in the playoff discussion. So how do you have it going?
I think they're gonna win this game just because it's at home. I don't know much about Oklahoma yet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how they do when SEC play starts, and that I might change my opinion when it gets middle of the season. But right now, I got Ole Miss in this.
2008, last time they won in Baton Rouge. You're not wrong. I have I have Ole Miss winning this game. You kind of see where I'm going here with Ole Miss, unfortunately. But I have them 8-0 after this one. You've got them 7-1. They'll travel to Arkansas. Hopefully that game delivers on the wackiness that we expect year after year with that game. But I think Ole Miss will win it relatively easily.
Yep.
And then they get to host Georgia. In my scenario, Robbie, this should be like number one versus – or maybe not number one, because I have Georgia already losing a game. This should be a top five matchup, though, for sure. Yeah. Probably something like two versus four, something like that.
I think Georgia's just going to be ready for the atmosphere and stuff.
Yeah, I don't worry about Georgia. I don't sweat them. They can go anywhere in the country and play football.
Yeah.
They'll have already played at Alabama and at Texas by the time they get to this game. It'll be a great environment, good game, but I got Georgia. I think Georgia is just better than Ole Miss, so I have Georgia winning this one.
Yeah.
All right, so you've got them 8-2. I've got them 10-0. I'm sorry, 9-1. I have them winning in Florida, and I have them winning the Egg Bowl. I have Ole Miss going 11-1. They would not win the. They would not go to the SEC championship game in my scenarios, because I have Georgia losing to Texas and Texas going undefeated. So your SEC championship would be a rematch of Georgia versus Texas because Ole Miss would have lost to Georgia in that scenario. So would Tennessee. Tennessee's one loss in my scenarios is to Georgia as well. That's probably going to be good enough to be the 5 seed, which means they'll probably get a they should get a relatively easy opponent and have a great chance to make the college football playoff quarterfinals.
I think they're going to lose two games. I think they'll lose someone else, whether that's LSU or...
So in that scenario, Ole Miss is probably like the... They might be on the road. Just depends on other things.
Could be.
But they're definitely in. They're in the playoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a 10-2 Ole Miss team is in.
If somebody else jumps up on them and they lose three, I don't think they're in.
Three is the magic number for them. If they lose three, they're not going to make it.
Yeah.
Three, because their schedule is such that, especially if their three losses are LSU, Oklahoma, and Georgia, then it's like, who did you beat? You know, in that scenario, their best win is probably over Kentucky.
Yeah.
They need to be able to say they beat LSU or beat Oklahoma to be sure that they get in. So, yeah. They're going to be good this year. I've just kind of resigned myself to that. It is what it is. So, we'll see. All right, next week, last one, Mississippi State. We'll talk about the Bulldogs on next week's show. We actually timed it right, too, for a change. We did good.
Good job.
Normally, we're like, we get to the end, and we're like, oh, God, we got two more weeks and only one more team. We did it right this time.
I'm taking all the credit for that.
Good job. You know what? I'll give you the credit.
I was the brains behind it.
Great work. All right. No podcast tomorrow. We have a remote for Sports Talk Mississippi down at Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. I don't have time to record before I leave, and I won't be back until late because I'm coming back from Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. So we have to skip a day. We'll be back on Thursday to record with you guys and have a show for you up on Thursday morning. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.